Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
That's right. Live with your calls. Happy Wednesday, KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM KSVL. Oh, Wednesday. So much to talk about. I had to go into the past. I had to go back to 2012 to make my points. I'm so glad you're here today. We need to share this. And again, this is a story directed at Reno. But as we dig further in, watch out, Douglas. Watch out, Lion. Watch out, Story. Remember, we just start these things and they spread. And it's all a testament to elected representatives. Those people who are supposed to be representing your best interest. So I love how this stuff starts. I don't know if it was because of you posted this on your anniversary or something like that. But the contract was done, I believe, 2012. But News 4 did a story on, that's what it was. It was an anniversary thing. November 3rd, 2017. Here we are 2 years later. And I have the star of the story joining us in just a few minutes. And that is, in negotiating the city contract with waste management, does waste management have great negotiators or what? This didn't go out. I don't know how they put their information out. Do they just post it on their main site and that's it? Do they post it on Facebook and that's it? And the constituency basically has to find everything? They have to see what's going on? Well, I guess they were finally taking action. And this is how our representatives, and I say our because here I am working in Reno, even though I live in Washoe County, but I also have my county problem with waste management. I'll digress on that for just a second as we get Mark on the line. But that's, everybody's into recycling now. We are the only one? There might be one other on our loop where we live that doesn't have a recycling bin. Because my husband has called waste management like every 6 months and said, hey, have you guys changed your policy yet? Because we have the big trash can. He wants a little waste container for recyclables because we just don't buy things that way. We try to, live responsibly for us. It's only two people. We don't drink beer. There's no beer bottles. There's no aluminum cans, really. There's no, all these big plastic containers. That's not our style. So we wanted just a little, so we could fit in with the neighbors. No, you can't do that. What do you mean? Well, if you get a small, try to follow along here. If you get a small recycling bin, you get a small trash can container. If you get a big trash can container, you have to have a big recycling container. Okay, we don't have room in our garage for a big recycling container that would sit half empty all the time. So we want, because we have a lot of yard waste and we have dogs, so there's a lot of dog trash in there. I'll leave that to your imagination. So we want a little recycling container. Oh, no, you can't do that. That's not allowed. Why? What? Explain the difference to me. Oh, we just don't do that. Okay. So on my Facebook from 2 years ago, I posted this, and it's time to get an update. It's time to see. That's one thing that news stations and people, reporters, they don't follow up on stories. They bring you a story, and then it's like, oh, whatever happened to those people out in Lemon Valley? Whatever happened to those, you know, whatever happened to that suit with Reno? Whatever happened to those homeless people? Whatever happened to those vagrants? It's just nobody follows up on anything. So I contacted Mark McKinnon of Marked Tattoo Shop. And I don't care what you say, tattoos are for people who want tattoos. I have two on both of my wrists. Somebody asked me when I got that, oh, were you a wild teenager? And I'm like, no, I got these last year. It's like, ah. So joining us right now on the line, 884-9910, if you have your stories to share about waste management, is Mark McKinnon. Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Monica. Thank you.
You know, it's been 2 years since your story was highlighted with the threatening of fines because you did not want to use waste management for your business trash, which happens to be in the city of Reno.
Correct.
Recap for people how this got started. The story is best from you.
Okay. It started by us switching out our, I own a print shop as well. So at the print shop, we have a lot of recycled material, as you can imagine. And we wanted to do something about that instead of just throwing it away. So we contacted a local recycler, Green Solutions. We switched out our service to be, with them and to be recycled, and not thinking anything of it, just switched over, started paying them. We have our bins inside the building, so we just house them in there. And then, lo and behold, it had been, it must have been 2 years or so, and I got a letter from the city saying that we're in violation of the city contract with waste management, that we need to be using waste management and not any other service. So I had no idea. I had no idea that this was even a thing. So I called, checked in, and basically was told if I don't sign back up with waste management that I will receive a fine, not only a fine, but I was threatened with jail time. And so me being me, I'm maybe it's only child thing, but I don't really like being told what to do. So
well, when it comes to the city, none of us like to be told what to do.
Yeah. Well, so I put it up on Facebook and it's just like, I can't even believe this. So the thing went viral, this post, just a simple post, got contacted by news teams, by magazines, all kinds of people wanting to know what was up. And so again, me being a tattoo artist, I was like, well, you know, I'll head up the battle if that's what it takes. But I'm not okay with this. This was a contract that was signed. And then, you know, digging in further, a 12-year contract signed. And then the circumstances behind the signing of the contract were all suspect and what went on. So I decided to fight it. I appealed it. And then of course, attorneys get involved and we have to go to court. So basically, that's it. It was kind of this, them sending me fines, me going to down to the city to file appeals, and then
that actually costs you to file an appeal, doesn't it? Isn't it like $50 each
correct.
Time you file
yes.
an appeal?
Yes. The people at the city got to know me pretty well, so became infamous when I walked in and they said, oh, there's Mark McKinnon. What are you doing now? And, you know, it was appealing another fine or appealing another citation that I would get for choosing a different trash service. And I guess that's the biggest thing is you can't call it trash. It has to be recyclables. I understand the contract about trash service. And this, there's a residential side and there's a commercial side. For the mm-hmm. residential side, I'm more on the, conservative end of being, I don't know if I want 7-8 different trash companies going through every neighborhood. But on the commercial side, the people who produce the most recyclable waste, you know, it should be open. Just like Sparks is, I think Sparks learned from Reno's fiasco with this contract, and they opened the recycling on the commercial side up to competition. So you're able to, without consequence, recycle with whoever you want in Sparks. But Reno's a totally different story.
So how did this all turn out? Where did the lawsuits go? Are you still going through this game with them?
Yeah, right now it is like stagnant, status quo. It's nobody wants to define the terms of the contract because they know what's going to happen. And as the past has shown, waste management has no qualms suing the city. So, I understand on one side that the city doesn't want to really come up against this huge organization that has no problems fighting for the contract that was signed. Again, the circumstances behind the contract are suspect, but, you know, we all know that the contract was signed, period. We mm-hmm. have city council members who are sitting on the bench now who weren't on the council when the contract was signed. So there's no real way to interpret except for the way the contract is written. So they're trying to fight intent, you know, see what, you know, the old city council members are coming forward and saying, we never intended to block out competition. Unfortunately, the contract specifically says there will be no other competition outside of the people that were already there.
That's suspect right there. I mean, we never intended for that to happen, but it says it right there in the contract. And again, right. It's like federal government. You know, we have to pass it so we can read the bill. It's like, did they agree to the contract and not read it?
Exactly. It seems to be, or it was rushed through, or, you know, terms were laid out from talking with old city council members. Terms were laid out and then not produced in the contract. And then, you know, so now we're up against this 12-year contract, which I think we're about four or five years into that contract. But we've got a long way to go.
I don't think any contract should be signed for 12 years. A lot of things change in, you know, 2 to 3 years. Contract should be 2 years with a third option. Let me get to the bigger issue here with you, Mark, and that is you've got two different businesses. You're mm-hmm. you're working, you're paying your taxes, you're paying even more taxes now for business licenses and things like that. How does that make you feel that people who are supposed to be representing the best interest of the people who are in the businesses who are in the city of Reno, that they're not open with these contracts of what they're doing, and you're the one paying the price? It's just like the negotiation and the contracts with the fire department and the union, you know, that they can have 5 times the legal limit of drugs in their system and still come and try to save your business. I'm not saying that that's happening on a daily basis, but it's in the contract. Should these contract negotiations be more open to the public and publicized, or do we let them just do their elected job and go about their way? Think about that for a minute, Mark. I'm going to hold you over on the line. I got to take a quick break because, like any business, we got to pay for stuff. So we'll be right back with Mark McKinnon from Mark Studios right after this on KKFT, the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, doing a little subject of recycling here and waste management. Mark McKinnon, my guest from Mark's Studios. And Mark, what's your print business?
It's called Cube Services. We do specialty printing for the entertainment industry.
Nice. Okay, so a lot of recycling and stuff through there. So hopefully people were listening to the first segment. We're talking about the contract that went through for recycling, the 12-year contract. I don't think I've ever heard, even unions, I don't think I've ever heard of a 12-year contract. So your thought, the last question that I asked of you before we cut the segment to go to commercial was, you know, how do you feel about these representatives making these choices for you, say, for 12 years out, and you have no options now?
Right. Well, I'm a little bit balanced on that subject. I was actually thinking about this morning on the drive-in, and the city of Reno is pretty transparent, but you could make a career by going to these city council meetings every week, and nobody
it's
has the time. Yeah. So they list agendas and things, and obviously I'm behind the eight ball on this one by trying to fight a contract that has already been signed by a few years. And so had I known, or had it been on my radar or anybody's radar, you can go to the website and figure out what the next agenda is and see if you can go and speak your piece. You know, they're very open. It's very easy to sign your name up and get up there and tell them what you think. And they're very cordial about it. They'll listen to you, and let you have your 2 to 3 minutes of speaking time. But it's, you'd have to be monitoring the website constantly to figure out what issue you want to go to. Plus, sometimes mm-hmm. they say the agenda item may be at 3 o'clock, but because so many people signed up to speak before or things got delayed, you might be there till 8 o'clock at night. Sometimes the city council members are there till midnight finishing up sessions that go delayed. So it's really difficult to, you know, by the time that contract was in existence and being talked about, you know, recycling and trash and all that stuff really wasn't on my radar because, you know, I probably wouldn't even gone to go fight until somebody told me, no, you can't do what you're doing. Then, of course, I'm up there at every city council meeting and speaking my piece about this issue.
So do you think it would be better business practice for the city that if there was something like the BID, the BID, Business Improvement District, or this contract negotiation with waste management, if they specifically sent you a notice? I mean, the city has your address, they've got your business license, so they know what you do. If they specifically sent you a notice, I mean, I know that's going to cost money or something, but telling you that this would affect you as a business owner in these contract negotiations, do you think that that would be a better business practice for them?
I think so. I think there's a little bit better ways, especially now, of open communication. You know, if we're interested in stuff, we can sign ourselves up for a mailing. Or an email or anything that at least gives us agenda items in case we want to, you know. But yeah, I do think that there are some practices that could be put into place to help help people be more informed, definitely, because a lot of people some people just don't care, but some people might, hey, that's my neighborhood you're talking about, or that's my area of business. I want to be there, and I do want to speak my piece for sure. You know, like you said,
well, it's like
contract.
It's like when they were trying to shut down, you know, tattoo parlor facilities or, you know, whatever. I don't know what they're, but all of the tattoo artists banded together, you know, from outside and inside the district that they were looking at. So, you know, businesses and people in the corridor that things like this are affecting, because this actually isn't just downtown business owners. This is City of Reno business owners. So it goes for miles, goes for a big area. Do you have any advice for people who come up against something like this, that they have to start their own fight now? Because if you have to pay $50 a pop for an appeal, how much money are you in the hole now?
I would say, you know, attorney fees are the biggest part, but the appeal process, I paid two of them, but they refunded one back because they...
Well, that was nice.
Supposedly sent one of the appeals in accident, because the courts had already said, stop everything. Don't send anybody any more fines until we actually figure this out. So, you know, as far as the appeal process, it hasn't cost me that much money. It's cost me time and attorney fees, but, you know, it's something that I believe in, and I wanted to pursue it. You know, and I wanted to fight, you know, for the company that I'm using, you know, Green Solutions, is recycling my goods. So
yeah, no, it's all over Facebook. Even now, when I reposted the story, people are saying, call Green Solutions. So, mm-hmm. you know, the competition is out there, especially for the recycling. So, Mark, you know, thank you for being the champion of this, because we care about this recycling. And, you know, keep in mind that the attorney fees that you're paying, guess what? Your taxes are going to fight yourself as well. So,
right.
go figure. So, Mark McKinnon, Mark Studios, and Cubed for your other company, your printing company, thank you so much for joining us and giving us an update 2 years later of still fighting the process. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Well, get back to work. Thanks, Mark. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. We are the home of Fox News and all news live and local. It's your FM talk station. Monica J. Show on KKFT. Here's Fox.
Hello, this is Herman Cain.
Good feeling about this guy. He's going to do some great things.
Now, this is Talk Radio. Locally owned, locally operated, local talk on 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
London used to be calling, but I wouldn't step foot in London if you gave me a free trip right now with things that are going on over there. I'll keep my tuchus firmly planted right here in the good old United States of America. Lots to see around this country if you haven't seen it. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. People always say, but it's great. Get out, travel, see other countries, see other cultures and how they live and what they believe in. And it's like, trust me, I would rather stay right here in the USA. I've done enough world traveling to open my eyes and see how others are being suppressed by those who scream the loudest but have the worst ideas and the worst possible future for not only their country but the world, and how they're trying to impose it on us. Now, there are countries that have really good ideas, you know, recycling and energy generation. I actually look a lot to Germany for that. They've got some very cool ideas out there. Every time they build a bike or a path, it's not in the street. It's along the streets. And this half is for bicycles and this half is for walkers. They got it going on over there. I don't mean walkers, you know, a walker. I mean somebody taking a stroll. Oh, I know, the way my mind works. So getting back to the waste management subject, a couple people sending me quick emails. Thank you for the emails at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And let's see. It's from Vance this morning. Listening to Mark's and many other war stories, it is any wonder why politicians are so hated. Well, now, hated or just disagreed with? Nah, you choose. You choose. So Mike actually came up with something positive. Monica, possible solution to your waste management problem. One of my neighbors had the same problem down here in Carson City. So the homeowner told waste management that he wanted two small household waste containers and one small recycle container. These three containers fit better into his garage and also solved his problem concerning the small amount of recycle material he generated each week. Have a great MAGA 2020 day. Well, thank you, Mike. You have a MAGA 2020 day as well. So I forward that out onto my husband. So is this an option? Because we can't just complain. We have to come up with solutions. We have to come up with options. I believe, I am not 100% sure, but I do believe that the city of Reno has emailings that if you want to be notified about certain topics or certain issues, that they will send you notice if you get signed up. But who would ever think, with a logical mind, I mean, honestly, ask yourself, who would ever think that your representatives would sign a 12-year contract, which disgusts me, 12 years. I won't even lease a car for more than five. That rule, or if there isn't a rule, that somebody has to look into that. But how a representative that is supposed to be serving you in your best interest would have a clause in a contract that says if you don't use this company, you will be fined or even put in jail. Excuse me? It doesn't matter if it's waste management or whatnot. Who in their right mind representing you as a citizen, as a business person who is paying your taxes, paying your licensing fees, which are always going up, if you don't use this company, you will be fined and or jailed. Can someone explain to me how that is a benefit and how that even gets into something like that? Did that come from waste management and say, oh, well, you know, we'll give you 10 cents more off if you put this in there? So we're guaranteed this much more. I don't even know how that conversation even gets started. So Jim just sent me an email. I know people don't have time to call. That's fine. I love reading your emails. So this is from Jim. So I did the unthinkable and put a fluorescent tube in my recycling. The driver took time to take a picture, send me a letter, and threaten me with a fine if I ever did it again. Well, I want to see how that letter was written. You know, is it just a notice that you will be fined, or was it actually a threat? I want to see that. Guess what? I don't recycle anything anymore. It's wrong when you pay a service provider and they threaten you with fines. Amazed me that they had a camera with them and took time out to photograph my recycling can. You know, Jim, that's kind of similar to what what happened to my husband and I as well, because we got these two huge boxes. And rather than cut them down, we used them so we didn't have to get out plastic trash bags, because those contractor bags are so expensive. We needed something heavy. And we filled the boxes with garbage, just like you would a trash bag. So we filled the boxes up with all the, you know, the styrofoam and the plastic, and then we put more stuff into it. Yeah, no, they didn't like that either. You know, you need to cut, we got this long old letter. You need to cut the boxes down, put, you know, this stuff. And it's like, we weren't recycling. We were just throwing away. It was just like another bag, but it was a piece of cardboard that supposedly will break down faster than the plastic stuff. It's so confusing. So, like I said, we just throw everything in the big trash can now, because there's still that debate on if anything really gets recycled because of the expense of separating everything out. There's been hidden cameras. There's been exposés that, yeah, the recycling truck goes and dumps all the stuff the exact same place that the regular trucks go and dump all the stuff. You hear from the PIOs, which are the public information people that they use, or the PRs, it's like, oh, well, we're doing this and this. And I see it in other places. I see it working in other places. Like, again, I go back to when we were in Germany. They don't have plastic bottles for recycling. They have glass bottles for recycling. And that's what the country does. They don't have this big production of plastic. These glass bottles are made. They're made thick. They're made strong. And whether it be milk or water or juice, whatever, it comes in a glass bottle. Those glass bottles go to these big factories and they're sterilized. I mean, we saw trucks of glass bottles in containers just going through mounds of glass containers. They're so thick that the way they're treated, they don't break. They're cleaned, they're sterilized, and they're shipped back to all the companies that use them. I mean, I was really surprised. I was pretty impressed, too. But we would have to change our entire way of manufacturing. Remember, we got away from glass when this great thing called plastic came along. But then people say, oh, well, you know, plastic is bad. It's bad. It's winding up in the oceans. It's killing the fish, blah, blah, blah. The studies are coming out and blah, blah, blah. We're polluters. So the plastic got thinner. I can't even open a bottle of water now and not have it squirt out the top when you finally get the cap off, because it's on so tight and the water goes halfway or goes everywhere because the bottle is so thin. You twist off the top and you crush it. Are there any good solutions out there? How about, and they talked about this on the 5 the other night, I guess some places are having leftovers. If you think you're going to have leftovers at a restaurant, you can take your own Tupperware in. So they're not using those styrofoam containers. I'm totally good with that. Keep a Ziploc bag in your purse. I don't know. But like I said before, I have my tumbler glasses. They have lids and they have plastic straws. And I don't use styrofoam cups. I don't get straws from places. You do what you do as an individual on how you can make a difference. But we can't have the city and these big corporations telling us what we're going to do and who we're going to use, what services we are being forced to use. And then fine us, jail us, even make us pay for appeals. That's just not right. That's not how this country works. I hope you're really waking up to that. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in, let's see, Yerington? Please, if you're in Yerington, tell me how you want me to say it. I know not to say Nevada or Genoa. Give me a call, 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about today on the Monica J Show. We'll be back after this. KKFT, yes, a little woo-hoo-hoo-hoo on this Wednesday. Hey, it is Wednesday. Remember, every Wednesday, 5 o'clock, get there early, at Shields Constitution. They have a Constitution class, and it is more important than ever to take the kids, because it's not stuff that they're going to be learning in school. It's not just the Constitution. It's the Bill of Rights. It's everything. So take the family down. Ask questions. I've actually got a friend online that he's given me some education here. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. But here's what I wanted to talk to you about, and we'll probably go over into the next segment with this as well, because I want to hear from you about this. 884-9910. What I see is we're doing things all wrong. I think not only as municipalities go forward, but as our community goes forward as well. I got a question the other day from a very nice gentleman looking up from Ron, who asked why we were spending, and if you've ever looked at the cost of them, hundreds of thousands of dollars to hire people to find us candidates for employment here in different offices. Okay, I mean, we go through this all the time with back when I was with the Nevada Humane Society on their board. Every time we looked for an executive director, we would have national campaign searches. We would have national searches that like went to all the different shelters, and we would have people, you know, come into the, we would fly them in, we would do the interviews. When they got to the final interview, everything else was Skype and stuff like that. But still, the thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. For example, Heath Morrison, Pedro Martinez, Tracy Davis. Not from our area. To lead the Washoe County School District. Two from Las Vegas. Finally chosen. Heath. Honestly, I can't remember where Heath was from, but Heath was from out of state. So we go on these national searches for these positions in every county. So county manager, city manager, school superintendent, yada, yada, yada. So I got a poll question up, thanks to Craig and Dan, at 991fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com. Should local government positions be required to be filled by applicants from the geographic area that they will be serving, and not nationwide searches, i.e. city or county managers. Yes or no? You go into a company. Say you start out as a salesperson or a remote tech here at Evans Broadcast Company. What is your goal? Your goal is to move up through the company. You know, become more valuable, get a higher title, more money. Yet that top position that you might be looking at, you have no chance of ever getting because they do all these outside searches. Should we hire from within? Should we hire people who are part of the community that we have built? Or do we waste money, bring in strangers, and watch them fail? 991fmtalk.com.